trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Now let us bow our heads while we pray.
在我们祷告的时候，请各位低头。
我们的天父上帝，感谢你赐给我们这宝贵的真理，感谢主赐给我们生命。我们现在要打开这个课本，研究你的圣道。愿主的灵充满每一位听众的心，求主借着这次的课文里面赐给每一位读者耶稣的安慰和希望。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的生命。阿们。 Lesson 13,
第十三课。
The subject which we study today is Christ's eternal witness.
今天的题目是基督永远的见证。
Some years ago,
在一些年以前,
an army officer was stationed on a cannibal island.
有一位军官被派住在一个荒野的荒凉的海岛上。
In the South Seas.
这是在南海里头，就是在这个太平洋里头。
One day,He found a chief.
有一天他看见一个酋长
seated before his primitive hut.
坐在他那很简陋的茅屋子的前面
reading the Bible.
他正在那个地方念他的圣经
in his own language.
就是他自己那种语言的圣经。
The officer asked the old man,
那位军官就问那个老年人说
What he was reading.
问他正在念什么。
Holding up his Bible.
那位酋长就举起他的圣经来。
The chief said.
他就说
Me read God's book.
他说我正在念上帝的书。
Or I am reading God's book. Out of date, aren't you?
你是落伍了吗？
The officer asked.
那位军官就这样问
Back in my country,
他说在我们那国里头
We don't believe in that book anymore.
我们不再相信那本书了。
We have found out that it is just a book of myths.
我们已经发现那只不过是一部神话的书而已。
The old chief paused thoughtfully.
那位老酋长就想了一会儿
And replied in his broken English.
然后用他那不合文法的英文这样回答
Maybe you no believe book your place.
也许在你那个地方你们不相信这本书了。
This book make me good man.
但是这本书呢使我成为一个好人。
Before book come my island.
在这本书到我的岛上来以前
I eat you.
我是吃人吃你的。
Now book he changed me.
现在这本书呢它改变了我。
No cannibal anymore.
再也没有吃人肉的人了。
All because book he changed headhunter to good man.
这都是因为这本书它把猎人头的人改变成为好人。
Book he changed my heart.
这个书呢它改变了我的心。
You tell me,
你告诉我
White man,
白人
You want me to throw book away and eat you?
你愿意我把这本书扔开然后吃掉你吗？
The officer became somewhat embarrassed.
这位军官觉得有点不太好意思。
He waved his hand at the old chief.
他就对那老酋长挥一挥手。
And muttered.
就这样的奇奇爱爱地说。
Keep your book.
是留着你的书吧。
And walked away.
他就走开了。
The Bible is an old book, to be sure.
毫无疑问的，这个圣经是一个古老的书。
The first five of the 66 volumes.
在这个圣经的66卷里头的前五卷
were written nearly 900 years before Confucius.
写作的时间呢，比孔子还早900年。
Or 1400 BC.
或者说是主前1400年的时候写成的。
The last book in the Bible
圣经的最后一卷
was written about 100 AD.
写作的时间是约在主后100年。
In other words,
换一句话说
it took about 1600 years.
一共用了将近1600年
To complete the Bible.
才完成了圣经。
Its 40 authors.
它的40位作者。
Wrote in the ancient languages.
用那古代的语言来写作。
Of Hebrew and Greek.
就是希伯来文还有希腊文。
They penned their messages.
他们写出了他们的信息。
During the ancient empires.
在那古老的那些个国家的时候
of Egypt
说印度埃及
Assyria
亚述
Babylon
巴比伦
Persia
波斯
Greece
希腊
and Rome
罗马
yet their words are not out of date
然而他们的话并没有过时代
in every age
不论在哪一个时代
They have spoken words of peace
他们都讲出了平安的话语
Comfort
安慰
And warning
还有警告
And today The Bible has more readers
在今天在的圣经所拥有的读者
More readers than at any time in the past
比以前任何时代的读者都要多。
Since the invention of printing,
自从印刷术发明之后
some 500 years ago,
那就是在500年以前
1,500,000,000 copies of the scriptures have been sold.
一共卖出了15万万本圣经。
Right now, the Bible is circulated more widely than any other book.
现在呢，圣经流传的比任何其他的书还要广。
An average of 32 million Bibles are sold each year.
现在每年所卖出的圣经有3200万本。
In 1,114 different tongues.
共有1,114种方言。
The Bible is not without scoffers.
并不是没有讥笑圣经的人。
Or this means the Bible does have scoffers.
换句话说就是有些人他们是讥笑圣经的。
For centuries, men have ridiculed the Bible.
多少世纪以来世人是喜欢讥诮圣经
Like the army officer
正好像那位军官一样
They have tried all kinds of methods
他们已经尝试过各种方法
To stamp out the Bible
要想扑灭圣经
And its influence
以及它所有的感化力
The French atheist
那位法国的无神论者
Voltaire,
福泰尔
asserted that within 100 years,
他曾经断言说在100年之内
the Bible would be forgotten,
圣经就会被人所遗忘。
Voltaire died in 1778.
福泰尔是在1778年死了。
The house where he was born,
他出生的那个房子
became the home of the Geneva Bible Society.
就成为日内瓦圣经公会的办事处。
How can we account for the enduring nature of the Bible?
我们怎么能够解释圣经这种永久性?
There is but one answer.
只有一个回答。
Christ gave this answer 1900 years ago.
基督在1900年以前就做了这样的回答。
It is recorded in John 5:39.
它是记载在约翰福音五章三十九节里头。
Search the scriptures.
你们要查考圣经。
For they are they which testify of me.
给我做见证的就是这经。
Did you hear that?
你没听见?
The Bible is Christ's witness.
圣经就是基督的见证。
Therefore, it cannot die.
所以它不会消灭。
It must speak to all peoples in all ages.
它必须要向各个时代所有的人说话。
Jesus said,
耶稣说,
The words that I speak unto you,
我对你们所说的话,
they are spirit,
就是灵,
and they are life,
也就是生命。
Because God wants us to have unending life,
因为上帝希望我们都能够获得永无终止的生命。
An unseen hand,
有一只人所看不见的手
has been over the Holy Bible,
一直在保护着这个圣经
and preserving it through the years,
在多年之间，多年之中都保护了它。
I can personally testify,
我可以以我个人来见证,
to the power of the Bible,
见证圣经的能力,
to change lives,
就是在改革改变人的生活这一方面。
I have seen the Bible change a former bandit,
我曾经看见过圣经改变过一个以前是土匪
And opium smoker,
抽鸦片的人
into a zealous preacher,
把他变成一个非常热心的传道士。
I have seen the Bible change a liar,
我也曾经看见圣经改变一个说谎话的人
and cheat,
欺骗人的
into an honest and upright teacher,
使他成为诚实正直的教员。
I have seen this mysterious book,
我也曾经看见这一本神秘的书
Snatch people from the brink of suicide,
把人从自杀的边缘拯救回来
And start them on a life with a goal,
使他们过一种有目标的人生。
Along the coast of Taiwan,
在台湾的沿海海岸
Are fishermen,
有一些个渔夫
standing waist deep in the surf,
他们站在齐腰深的海水里头
pushing nets in front of them,
推着他们的网前进。
They are not searching for large fish,
他们并不是在寻找很大的鱼
but for a nearly transparent small fish,
而是找一种几乎是透明的小鱼。
Which is hardly discernible to the naked eye.
那种小鱼是肉眼几乎是看不见的。
Time and again they go ashore.
他们一再地到岸上来。
And search their nets for these tiny creatures.
在他们的网里头寻找这种很小的生物。
Many times they are disappointed.
他们也多次的失望。
As each tiny fish brings several dollars,
因为一条小鱼可以卖好几块钱,
these men are willing to work all day,
这些人他们宁愿整天的工作,
if they can find but a few,
即使是获得几条很少的鱼。
If men will search all day for a few dollars,
如果人愿意为几块钱而整天的寻找
perishable dollars,
而这几块钱也是一种会败坏的钱。
Why do we not spend some time searching God's word?
我们为什么也不用一些时间去寻索研究上帝的话呢？
For its imperishable treasures.
而寻找里头那种不能败坏的财宝呢？
In the Bible,
在圣经里面
are hidden many gems of truth.
里头隐藏着无数的真理的珍宝，
which bring encouragement to the soul.
它能够为我们的心灵带来鼓励，
and strength for the day's tasks.
也使我们有力量从事每天的工作。
Every search has its rewards.
每一次的寻求都会有报赏。
The promise is,
有这样的应许说，
ask and it shall be given you.
你们祈求就给你们。
Seek and ye shall find.
寻找就寻见。
I trust that you will join the millions.
我相信你要和这千千万万的人一同。
Who daily study the words of Christ.
那千千万万的人也是天天研究基督的话。
In his word,is eternal life.
在他的话里面有永生。
May you find this more abundant life in Christ.
唯愿你能在基督里头得着找到这种更丰盛的生命。
Is my wish for you.
这就是我对你所有的希望。
Let us look at the new words.
我们来看这一课的生字。
Beginning on page 43,
第四十三页开始。
Number one is stationed.
第一是驻扎。
Stationed. Number two, myths.
神话。
Myths. Three, muttered.
其爱而言。
Muttered. Four,Invention.
发明。
Invention. Five. Circulated.
流传。
Circulated. Six. Scoffers.
嘲笑的或者讥笑的人。
Scoffers. Seven. Atheist.
无神论者。
Atheist. Eight. Bandit.
土匪。
Bandit. Nine. Snatch.
抢救。
Snatch. Ten. Transparent.
透明的。
Transparent. 11. Discernible.
可见的。
Discernible. Then 12. Perishable.
能腐败，能败坏。
Perishable. We'll read the entire lesson over once in English.
我们要把这一课用英文念一遍。
Some years ago, an army officer was stationed on a cannibal island in the South Seas. One day, he found a chief seated before his primitive hut, reading the Bible in his own language. The officer asked the old man what he was reading.Holding up his Bible, the chief said, "Me read God's book." "Out of date, aren't you?" the officer asked. "Back in my country, we don't believe in that book anymore. We have found out that it is just a book of myths." The old chief paused thoughtfully and replied in his broken English, "Maybe you no believe book your place. This book make me good man. Before book come my island, I eat you. Now book he change me. No cannibal anymore. All because book he change headhunter to good man. Book he change my heart. You tell me, white man, you want me to throw book away and eat you?" The officer became somewhat embarrassed. He waved his hand at the old chief and muttered, "Keep your book," and walked away. The Bible is an old book, to be sure. The first 5 of the 66 volumes were written nearly 900 years before Confucius, or 1400 B.C. The last book in the Bible was written about 100 A.D. In other words, it took about 1600 years to complete the Bible. Its 40 authors wrote in the ancient languages of Hebrew and Greek. They penned their messages during the ancient empires of Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Persia, Greece, and Rome. Yet their words are not out of date. In every age they have spoken words of peace, comfort, and warning. And today, the Bible has more readers than at any time in the past. Since the invention of printing, some 500 years ago, 1,500,000,000 copies, the scriptures have been sold. Right now, the Bible is circulated more widely than any other book. An average of 32 million Bibles are sold each year in 1,114 different languages. The Bible is not without scoffers. For centuries, men have ridiculed the Bible like the army officer. They have tried all kinds of methods to stamp out the Bible and its influence. The French atheist, Voltaire, asserted that within 100 years, the Bible would be forgotten. Voltaire died in 1778. The house where he was born became the home of the Geneva Bible Society. How can we account for the enduring nature of the Bible? There is but one answer. Christ gave this answer 1900 years ago. It is recorded in John 5:39. "Search the Scriptures, for they are they which testify of me." Did you hear that? The Bible is Christ's witness. Therefore it cannot die. It must speak to all peoples in all ages. Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Because God wants us to have unending life, an unseen hand has been over the Holy Bible, preserving it through the years. I can personally testify to the power of the Bible to change lives. I have seen the Bible change a former bandit, an opium smoker, into a zealous preacher. I have seen the Bible change a liar and cheat into an honest and upright teacher. I have seen this mysterious book snatch people from the brink of suicide and start them on a life with a goal. Along the coast of Taiwan are fishermen standing waist-deep in the surf, pushing nets in front of them. They are not searching for large fish, but for a nearly transparent small fish which is hardly discernible to the naked eye. Time and again they go ashore and search their nets for this tiny creature. Many times they are disappointed. As each tiny fish brings several dollars, these men are willing to work all day if they can find but a few. If men will search all day for a few dollars, perishable dollars, why do we not spend some time in searching God's Word for its imperishable treasures? In the Bible are hidden many gems of truth
which bring encouragement to the soul and strength for the day's tasks. Every search has its rewards. The promise is, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. I trust that you will join the millions who daily study the words of Christ. In His words, or in His word, is eternal life. May you find this more abundant life in Christ, is my wish for you. So it is time for us to close.
我们现在已经到了结束的时间。
We will say goodbye until the next broadcast.